This afternoon, we have with us the Catalyst Quartet, which is made up of principal players from the Sphinx Virtuosi. Sphinx and mezzo-soprano Denise Graves will open the Harris Theater's season tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll have much more about that, including a special ticket offer we can let you in on in just a little while. But first, to music, and it's music by Bach, as arranged by the group. We're going to hear some excerpts from the Goldberg Variations. Here is the Catalyst Quartet.
Thank you.
The Catalyst Quartet in excerpts from the Goldberg Variations of Bach, beginning with the opening statement of the aria, then variations numbered 1, 4, 5, 29, 30, and then the closing statement of the aria. The members of the quartet are Jesse Montgomery and Carla Donahue Perez, violins, violist Paul Luraya, and cellist Carlos Rodriguez. And they will be appearing as a part of the Sphinx Virtuosi with mezzo-soprano Denise Graves tomorrow night, 7:30, in the Harris Theater. It's the opening concert of the season at the Harris. And we mentioned at the opening of this impromptu that we had a special deal for tickets, and in fact, it is $10 for all available seating levels. So no excuse to stay home. You should be there, definitely. And if you want more information, call 312-334-7777. That's the box office. Or go to harristheaterchicago.org. That's a beautiful arrangement, guys. It really is. And how did you decide, in fact, to do that? I've never heard of an arrangement of the Goldbergs before, but it really makes a lot of sense to me because it's a very rich and complex piece and calls for a number of voices like that, I think.
Well, thanks for that great compliment. And it's been a really terrific joy for us to work on these arrangements as a group. And the idea sort of came to me first, and I brought it to the group because I have been inspired by that piece almost since I've been playing the cello, since I've been listening to classical music. And the great shame is that Bach didn't get the idea to write string quartets before Haydn. And so as a quartet, we never get to play Bach, really. There are some arrangements of things, Art of the Fugue and things like that, but not of the Goldberg variations. And so that's a big project that we're undertaking, to arrange all of them and present them.
Can't wait to hear the whole thing. Be quite lovely, I'm sure. Let's talk a bit about the Sphinx organization, because you're very much a part of that. And perhaps for those who are not aware of it, a little bit of history as to how it came about and the story behind it. Who wants to go?
I'll go.
Jesse,
yes. Well, the Sphinx organization started in 1997. Aaron Dworkin, who's the founder, started a competition for Black and Latino string players. And since that competition, the organization has grown to include hundreds of musicians on their roster and a huge network of performers and people that come together every year for the competition in February. And we have taken on an artistic role in the organization as the Catalyst Quartet and also leaders of the Sphinx Virtuosi, and we also participate and lead many of their education initiatives.
And you are its composer in residence.
That's correct.
Which is a new position.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. I'm the composer in residence for the Sphinx Virtuosi, so that means I wrote a piece for the group last year that was performed, and we'll play another piece of mine on tomorrow night's concert.
Okay. Yeah. And we're going to hear that now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. The piece is called Strum, and this is the arrangement for string quartet, and the one tomorrow will be an exploded version for string orchestra.
Tell us a bit more about the piece, what you had in mind.
Well, it's a sort of fun, light piece that's based on a pizzicato motive that sounds like a banjo. And it's a sort of just carefree and dry, but also driving piece. Okay. That I wrote in 2006, but have arranged it for several configurations.
Great. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Sure.
piece by Jesse Montgomery, Strum. She was playing it with her colleagues on violin, Carla Donahue Perez, on viola, Paul Araya, and on cello, Carlos Rodriguez. The Catalyst Quartet, our guests this afternoon, live here at WFMT, and to be in the Harris Theater tomorrow night at 7:30. $10 for all tickets. I would guess that audiences react pretty nicely to that piece. It's a lot of fun. And really, isn't that what it's all about? I mean, reaching out and trying to expand audiences for classical music as much as possible.
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do. One of the things Catalyst Quartet really thinks about a lot is programming, and we try to sort of put a little bit of everything in every program that we present to people, and that's a big part of it. And that's a big part of the Sphinx Virtuosi and the concerts that we do. We also play a lot of outreach concerts. We go into a lot of schools. On this tour, we'll be reaching out to a lot of children, so who've probably never even heard a violin before, a lot of times.
And who knows, they might become a part of the ensemble themselves one day.
Maybe, and hopefully.
Yeah. Now, the Sphinx organization has a competition every year. Were you all a part of that at one point, or not?
We all participated in the competition and have won various prizes over the years. But and we are no longer eligible to participate in it.
You've graduated.
Yes.
What does that entail? How does that competition work? When does it happen? Where does it happen? That sort of thing.
It happens in February, and it takes place partly in Ann Arbor, Michigan, at the University of Michigan, and then with a concert at the Detroit Symphony Hall, the finals concert in Detroit proper. And it happens in February. It's very cold in Detroit in February, when I first went. And it's a terrific thing because people from all over the country come to compete. And there is a junior division for younger kids, and then there's a senior division. And basically what happens is they select three finalists from each division, a first, second, and third prize, and they're awarded cash prizes. And there are scholarships involved that you're available for after that, and performances with symphony orchestras all over the country. And you don't have to win to get a prize at the Sphinx competition, because there are a lot of different sort of avenues that they help connect you with. It's unlike many competitions I've ever participated in, where you're really entering some kind of what we call La Familia. And it's really a network of colleagues and musicians, and it's a really exciting thing.
So everybody feels good by the time it's over?
Yes, I'd say that. There are no sore losers.
Good, very good. You're next going to play for us some music of Paquito de Rivera, and he is a wonderful Cuban artist, saxophonist, composer, and it's a piece called Huapango. And can you tell us a bit about the background for this piece?
Sure. It's based on a Mexican dance called the Huapango. And this is a piece that he wrote for himself to play with anyone and everybody. So he has arranged it for a lot of different ensembles. And it's really fun. It's short. There's a lot of rhythmic back and forth going on. It's definitely a crowd pleaser.
Well, let's hear this piece now by Paquito de Rivera, Huapango, played by the Catalyst Quartet. Thank you. Huapango by Paquito de Rivera, played for us by the Catalyst Quartet. Is that on the program tomorrow night, guys, in the Harris?
Yes, it is, among a lot of other music.
Tell us what's going to be happening tomorrow. Tell us about that program. Strum is on there as well.
Strum is on there in the Exploded String Quartet version.
Uh-huh.
And we also have Denise Graves, the wonderful Denise Graves, singing three beautiful songs with us. One more beautiful than the next, and some more dance-like than others. And then we also have a terrific performance, hopefully, of the Vivaldi Concerto for Two Cellos by last year's first prize winner of the Singer Division and the year before that's first prize. We've had two cellists win in the last 2 years, so they're going to be playing tomorrow. We also have our Goldberg variations on that program. And a terrific piece by Coleridge Taylor Perkinson, his Rondo from his Sinfonietta, which is a fiery, big finish. And we also have the Britten Simple Symphony.
It's the big year. Yeah. Got to have Britten.
Yeah.
It's important.
And also two Piazzolla tangos.
Very good.
And Ade Williams, who as a winner of, I think, the junior division year before last, is playing another piece by Coleridge Taylor Perkinson called Blues Forms for solo violin, which is a really terrific piece, and she's doing a great job.
And you are, in fact, on an extended tour, right? Where is it taking you besides Chicago?
Our tour is taking us mostly to some Midwest cities, but then we're doing a big lot of cities down in North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. So we're doing a lot of Southeast this time around, and we'll go to New York after this and do two concerts in New York and one in Pennsylvania. And it's hard to remember all of the cities,
but it's sort of all over the map. Some of the exciting places we'll be visiting are another performance that we'll be giving at the New World Center in Miami, which is a terrific, inspiring building to be in.
Right.
We're also going to be going again to Washington, D.C. and playing at our nation's capital, which is exciting for us. There are a lot of Sphinx connections that are building there, which are really exciting. Aaron Dworkin, I believe, is on the National Council for the Arts.
That's right.
And we're also going to be doing our 10th anniversary concert at Carnegie Hall in Isaac Stern Auditorium in New York City on October 8th. And we're here at the Harris Theater, which we love playing in. This is, I believe, our 6th year here, and I've been in every one of those concerts, and they do it right here in Chicago, and especially the team at Harris and Michael Ticknis. He's a terrific, terrific presenter.
Good shout out there.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear to finish up today? Ravel, right?
Yes, we will be playing the second movement from Ravel's string quartet. So here's some more pizzicato for you.
That's right. Second movement. Thank you. A second movement of Ravel's string quartet in F major, played for us by the Catalyst Quartet, violinists Jesse Montgomery and Carlo Donahue Perez, violist Paul Laraya, and Carlos Rodriguez cello. The Sphinx Virtuosi and the Catalyst Quartet will appear with mezzo-soprano Denise Graves tomorrow night, 7:30, in the Harris Theater. It's the opening of the Harris's season. Tickets for all seating levels, just $10 for this concert. The number to call for information, 312-334-7777, or you can go to harristheaterchicago.org. And we thank the members of the Catalyst for coming in this afternoon. It was a great pleasure having all you guys here.
Thank you. You'll have a great tour
and great concert. Yeah. Thanks also to Mary Mazurek for music production this afternoon, and Louise Frank, the producer of Impromptu. Before we go away, let's mention that on our website, WFMT.com, there are photos and there's some audio relating to the Catalyst Quartet. So check that out as well. The Impromptus are made possible by the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation and also by members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. You can become a member yourself right now by going to WFMT.com.